The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Number five.
But we do start with the president, because just moments ago, he ended a press conference. This is really something. He does give you access. You cannot say that the president doesn't speak to the press, because he does. Now, a solo press conference, it's been a long time since he's done that, but he answers questions and he shoots from the hip and all those kinds of things the press really wants him to do. And today was really no difference. Here he is talking about Kavanaugh.
Well, the FBI told us they've investigated Judge Kavanaugh six times, five times, many times over the years. They know him very well. But here there was nothing to investigate from at least one standpoint. They didn't know the location. They didn't know the time. They didn't know the year. They didn't know anything. And it's like, where do you go? Also, it's not for the FBI. If you look at what Joe Biden said, he said they don't do this. And he said it very clearly.
What about the Democrats?
What is going on? Why did they wait so long? Why did Senator Feinstein wait till the hearings were over and make this case? Why didn't she bring it right at the beginning when you ask about, as an example, the FBI? Why didn't they bring this right at the beginning during the hearing? You would have had all the time in the world.
Speaking about the political nature of everything, but asked, he didn't answer the questions when he said, do you think all three women are liars? He said this is a con job through and through. He also said, interestingly enough, and I'm not sure I believe him on this, I look forward to watching what happens tomorrow during the testimony. It's possible I'll change my mind. Possible I'll withdraw my nomination. Let's see.
He also was asked, well, about his comment about why wouldn't the parents have reported this years ago?
I mean, there is a chance that her parents could have reported it 36 years ago.
So my question is,
it doesn't mean they had to report it, because in some instances people keep it quiet. It's a very tough situation for a woman. There's no question about it. And in some cases they do report it. Frankly, had they reported it, it would have been pretty amazing, wouldn't it? But I guess they didn't. And that's okay. I'm not saying they had to report it, because it's a very personal thing. It's a very big problem. There's no question about it.
Right.
Well, remember, you and I both stopped when he said, I could have a woman here. I could pick a woman, and you'll still find something on her. Remember, there is a woman from Notre Dame who is on the short list.
Amy Coney Barrett.
That's right, out of Notre
Dame.
Right.
Who many in the kinds of circles that think about these things in terms of political alignment of judges, many argue that she is a far more conservative jurist and far more conservative on the issue and far more pro-life than even Kavanaugh.
Mm-hmm.
So this, I believe, I took that as a shot across the bow.
Yeah, sort of like, hey, be happy you have this one, because there's a different one you may like even less behind him. It just seemed as if that's what he was saying.
More on this coming up. More on this. But let's move on to other issues here. Checking in at
number four.
Jeff Flake, senator from Arizona, outgoing senator, made a powerful speech on the floor of the Senate today after that third accuser's come forward. This is the one that Avenatti's got that claims that Brett Kavanaugh participated in what she describes as gang rapes while in high school. That sent shockwaves through this nomination process. And it rallied both sides of the aisle against what they're calling a toxic atmosphere.
And so these witnesses who will testify in a very important hearing tomorrow, these unwitting combatants in an undeclared war, these people are not props for us to make our political points, nor are they to be demolished like Anita Hill, as was said on conservative media the other night. Nor is one of them a proven sex criminal, as has been circulating on the left side of the internet.
Yeah, I thought it was a well-taken speech. He was trying to speak about the fact that there is vicious politics going on here on all sides, and it's an ugly process we've created, but remember that these are human beings at the center of this, both Kavanaugh and the women.
Right. Yeah, but this becomes the circus of Washington.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll get to your three, your two, and your one after Judy Pollack's news at the bottom of the hour, right around this corner. We'll be right back. Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN.
Yes.
The president gave an epic performance today at the United Nations, an hour, 22-minute question-answer period with the international press, including two Kurdish reporters.
Mr. Kurd, he pointed him out on second reference, Mr. Kurd, by his ethnicity.
More on that. But he basically made really nice with Kim Jong-un. Said he got a beautiful letter from him. It's a piece of art. Mm-hmm. It's such a beautiful letter. And they're getting along so well, and they really respect each other. Mm-hmm. But Canada, we're going to go to war with.
And Israel and Palestine deal is going to get done, but really it comes down to a real estate deal. It's a real estate deal.
Just ask Jared.
And Jared will be in charge of that.
Okay. We'll get to all that. But we're finishing up the top five. There's other news of the day. We'll make some news at the top of the hour when we get some reaction from Canada as well.
Number three.
An Indiana National Guard soldier reportedly, well, you see him on camera doing this, so hurled racial slurs at fans after a fight broke out. Or is this before the fight broke out? There was a fight. Before. That's all I know.
Thought it led to some fight.
There was a fight. It was Hispanic. It was like Hispanic Heritage Night.
Yeah.
At Wrigley Field.
Right.
And then this guy started. People started jawing at each other in the bleachers. And so now the Indiana National Guard had to issue a statement saying that the statements made by this individual are not in keeping with the Army values. They do not reflect the views or beliefs of the United States Armed Forces, and specifically the Indiana National Guard. And all hell has broken loose.
No, he's hit me in the face! He hit me in the face!
There's no fighting in the bleachers!
You threw the first punch! You threw the first punch!
Come here!
Go record me!
Put your phone away! You're on private property. You don't have permission to videotape anyone.
All right, so they went after the guy who was videotaped. That was security going after the guy who was videotaping.
Which seems like, where was security during the fight?
They were there, but they couldn't do much. It was mayhem. The guy who has become a viral sensation is the guy yelling, "There's no fighting in the bleachers." There's even been t-shirts made that just say, "No fighting in the bleachers."
Like, where have you been? Yeah. But he's trying to, that guy is, I believe, the season ticket holder in the bleachers.
He's a fan.
And he's a big fan, and he says he wants to make the bleachers family friendly, and he was outraged by this kind of thing happening in the bleachers.
There was also one guy that's seen on the video, doesn't put down his beer, but he's in the scuffle the entire time.
Wow, please. You know how much a beer is?
No, but like half of it spilled out. He's still holding in the cup.
Well, that's still half. That's it. Like $6 of it spilled out, and he was still able to hold on. It's very important to hold on to your beer during this. Happy Hispanic Heritage Month, and the guys are screaming anti-Hispanic racial epithets at each other. Please, people. Now, the other thing is that today the Cubs were asked about that. What do you mean no videotaping in the bleachers with using your phone? That's all anybody does. And the Cubs spokesman said, "We'll talk to security about that. That's not accurate."
Because we all use their phones, right, at the Cubs game? No, but you take your phone out, and then you're sort of playing into the guy's hand, the one who spewed the racist comments when he said, "Don't record this. You're not recording this, are you?"
Yeah. They just didn't want bad publicity.
Right. Well, the security guy shouldn't be doing that, because now the security guy has become a viral mess.
True.
Right? Because, I mean, it's tough. I get it. Security guy's got to do his job, but his job is not that. He can't stop the videotaping of it. It's going to get out.
We need the videotaping. How else are we going to catch the rat running around the bleachers last night at the Cubs game?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things that are going on out there. And okay, nobody can take pictures or do a video at a baseball game. Okay, let's see how far that goes.
That's all I do at baseball games.
Right, because you don't know anything else.
I need you guys to tell me when to cheer.
Yeah, how many selfies did we take last Friday?
Strike five!
Great time.
Yeah, I'm glad you had a good time. All right, checking in at
number two.
NFL great Joe Theismann, not a fan of the new controversial roughing the passer rule. Nobody is. I didn't even understand it. They were calling roughing the passer on guys who are missing the quarterback. Right? I don't understand what's going on. I'm with Joe Theismann on this. Now, this is this comes from a guy who knows a little something about roughing the passer. Right. Joe Theismann endured the most gruesome injury of a quarterback in the history of football. if you watched it. If you want to see it.
I've never seen it.
Okay. Here's what I suggest. Okay. If you have not seen it,
mm-hmm.
do not go.
Don't go see it?
And
well, then
see
you
it.
Know I will for sure. I'm going to do it right now.
Okay. Have you eaten?
Yeah.
Do you have, do you have stomach
today.
Contents?
I had Italian for lunch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Would you watch it in the other room?
Is it roughing the passer? How would you find it?
No, it's not roughing the passer. His leg just
Joe
happens
Theismann.
To go in 12 different
Joe
directions.
Joe Theismann injury. Just Joe Theismann video.
Oh, leg.
Yeah.
Close up?
Yeah.
Close up? Oh, God.
Oh, they do a close up version.
Yeah. All right.
Have fun with that.
Yeah, just go ahead. Just
is it worse than what we saw here with the Bears?
You know what? She's curious. Let her find out for herself. Go ahead. Just take a look at it.
Okay.
All right. Seeing it?
Give it in here.
Okay.
So you have to watch like a 4-minute ad?
No, the ad's over. Now okay. He's got the ball.
All right, mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There he goes.
Yeah.
Now it's slow-mo.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're kind of zooming in, and he passes it, and... Oh. Oh, boy. Oh. Oh, my gosh.
Barely phased her.
Yeah. I know. She's tough.
No. Well, it's just they're slowing it, so you can barely see it.
You're not looking at the right angle.
There. Reverse angle. Now
yeah.
They do this. Okay.
Yeah. Okay,
there
ready?
We go.
Okay, here we go.
Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's too much. but all right, thanks. I wanted to see that. I've never seen
you
that before.
You asked to see it, and there
okay,
it is.
Okay, so he does deserve to weigh in on this.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Joe right, Theismann has an opinion.
I think the rule has crossed the line when it comes to safety. I'm all for protecting the quarterback. You can barely touch him anymore. But how do you stop someone who is coming after the quarterback and asking them in an instant to change what their body is going to do? I think some of the calls against Clay Matthews were ridiculous. I think the officials are trying to do their job. They're trying to interpret the rule. But the rule has become so difficult to interpret and implement, coaches can't teach it.
Well, the Dolphins defensive end, William Hayes, blew out his ACL. He says he was trying to stop his body weight from falling on top of a quarterback. As a result, his knee planted and he tore his ACL. That's exactly what everyone predicted would happen.
Yes, guys are going to hurt themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, avoiding.
A football play is a football play. Common sense, you can identify an unnecessary roughness.
Right.
Was it okay when it was against Aaron Rodgers?
Totally. And when Joe Theismann, you saw what happened to Joe Theismann. What year was that? 1980 something? Right?
It was Lawrence Taylor.
It was Lawrence Taylor,
out,
right?
Yeah, so yeah. Probably in the early 80s.
Yeah. So when that happened, right? Everybody's like, oh my God, it was gruesome, right? Because we had the slow-mo reverse angle.
Pretty gross, yeah.
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 Of gruesome. His leg. Literally being broken and going the wrong way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I just watched it.
Yeah, I know. It's bad.
Yeah.
It's like rubber.
Yeah.
But we just saw Zach Miller getting a pretty rough one, too. I had a hard time watching that one.
But,
I mean, that was horrifying.
I think, but so Theismann, he gets to say whatever he wants about roughing the passer. And he's right.
Yes.
It makes no sense. Don't get me started.
Unless it's against Aaron Rodgers, you would say.
Right, exactly. Do not let this happen to I don't mean to anybody else. Finally,
number one.
See that Ben and Jerry are going to start getting into politics with the ice cream. They've already kind of been involved with it in other ways.
Yeah, they've kind of dipped into that a little bit.
Pardon the expression.
Mm-hmm.
but they are actually going to be endorsing political candidates. So James Corden, wonder what that would be like.
Now, this is such a brilliant political move. I mean, what's Trump going to do now? Come out against ice cream? Like, now, and personally, I would like to thank Ben and Jerry's for giving me a reason to tell my wife why I'm eating an entire pint of ice cream every night. Notes for the future. We have to leave our children a better world. That's all this is.
Okay.
Lauren Underwood in Illinois, registered nurse with hands-on experience in America's healthcare industry. She's going to be one of the flavors.
She's an actual candidate?
They're actual candidates
so
that they're allying with.
We can eat
with,
a candidate?
And there are candidates that are not necessarily named. I don't think any of these are really mainstream names or national names. Jess King in Pennsylvania, James Thompson in Kansas.
Do they have a part in picking the flavors?
No.
I'd like to be a hot jalapeno ice cream.
With a little queso.
Just a little bit. I like to be cheese.
A little sweet and a little heat.
Like, yes.
Did you like the crunchy ice cream or no?
Oh, no. It feels like shards in my mouth.
Do you like to wait till...
I like everything smooth and soft and swallowy in my mouth.
Do you like to leave it out of the freezer for a little while so it gets drippy?
Yeah, so it's kind of drippy and kind of gets all over my chin.
You don't even need a spoon.
No, you just gotta just suck it on down.
What?
I don't know.
Ice cream soup action.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is. So Ted Cruz is going for. I don't think they're going to go with Ted Cruz. I'm going to guess that Ben and Jerry are not going with Ted Cruz.
Well,
that.
He already had a Bernie Sanders one they created in 2016. Bernie Sanders. He had his ice cream flavor.
Yeah, we didn't. It's
special progressive flavor.
Yeah. I'm totally over this now. You know, Nike stock's going up. I don't get the idea that Ben and Jerry are going to help themselves with this. I got to eat. You know, wearing something's one thing. Eating it is another. I don't want to be thinking about politics when I'm eating.
Oh, it's the best.
All right. Let's close this up. Mm-hmm. No, we're done.
No, done.
The top five at five.